The Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. I'm broadcasting today from the bathroom here at 2RDJ. I'm using a slightly different microphone.
What are you doing on the chair?
Don't ask.
If that's the bathroom, we're in here with you.
I know. It's
you know. Oddly enough, the bathroom is probably one of the actually worst places for acoustics for radio.
It's also one of the most used places of tech.
Yeah.
So I guess it works anyway. Yeah.
That's very true.
This is a very big bathroom.
This is why you have an oleophobic coating on your phone.
Exactly. By the way, I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Alex Horosh.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
I'm Jason Murray.
We have a full house. Welcome to the Gadget Grill.
Four kings.
We've got four blokes talking tech.
Four jacks. Four blokes talking tech.
Four blokes. Where have I heard something
we
like
we
that
need
before?
To stop saying that.
I think I hear the lawyers.
You're listening to the Gadget Grill.
You are indeed. We are broadcasting the Gadget Grill. And if you're confused, then how do you think we feel?
Jason's still finding his hole.
Yeah.
I still can't hear a thing in my headphones. I'm about to take them off.
Right. It's probably the headphones, not the socket.
Yeah, fair enough.
I blame the headphones too. Yeah.
I'll try a different set of headphones in the next break. But in the meantime, Jason, what have you been up to?
I've been pretty boring this week. Just been doing household chores and cleaning up and... Watching the Galaxy S8 get launched.
Right.
Launched into space.
Ooh. Launched into space. No,
unpacked.
That's,
unboxed.
Yes, unpacked, right. Unboxed. That was Samsung's launches are always called unpacked. So
they are.
Yes.
They have.
What have you been up to?
Me?
Yes.
I've been
I thought I'd turn it back on you because you always ask
Gary.
Me. No one asks you what you've been up to.
We're getting the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're getting the band together, getting a new band together. We've got a couple of gigs lined up. And
nice.
We need to rehearse and get some music together for it. So that is quite exciting. We had a rehearsal yesterday and it went quite well. I'm very happy with what we did yesterday.
Nice.
Excellent.
So that's good. Jeff, you've returned from the races.
I was, yeah. Last week I was in Melbourne. That was fantastic. Landed back in Sydney on Monday. And Wednesday I went and spoke at what's called the Big Day Inn.
I saw you mention this.
Yeah, so it's an event that gets held every year for students who are looking at having an IT career.
You did this last year as well, didn't you?
Different type of event, this one. But right. Around 1,000 sort of Year 11, 12 students, and told them my IT career story and how they can learn and go and... do the same thing.
And how many of them laughed?
You know, only at my good jokes they laughed.
Oh, good.
Which
good.
Was most of it.
Excellent. Alex?
I've been writing about phones a lot this week.
Have you got phone fatigue?
Not yet. Give it about 2 weeks.
We're going to talk about one of those phones tonight.
I'm going to talk about at least three or four of them.
All of the phones.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, two Samsungs. We've got the new Huawei. We've got the new LG. There's been a lot happening in the last few days.
Yeah, and there's only more on the horizon. Motorola G5's coming to Australia soon.
Right.
Mm.
I had an interesting... experience with the Motorola with the previous
G4
in America, where in some states in the US it would not talk to the network that I was connected to.
US telco networks are the worst. I've never seen a more confusing piece of infrastructure.
Yeah, it's just the band support on the phone because it was bought in Australia. It didn't support the US bands.
That's
and
right.
All the carriers
that's exactly
of
what it was.
Like
it worked in California. It worked in New York. It did not work in Carolina.
Yeah, you think we have it bad here, but no.
Okay, let's get on with some music and then we'll go to the news. This is the Deltones. Come a little bit closer.
Come a little bit closer and you will see. Yeah, you'll see.
I was meant for
you.
Dear,
and you will...
You're listening to The Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ, 88.1 FM, or radio2rdj.com on the web.
On the interweb.
Yes.
On the tubes.
Those things, yes. Okay, guys, news. Who's got news? Who's going to lead off?
I think we all have news.
Yeah, I've got some good news.
Okay, Alex, you
can straight out of the gate.
Yeah, Dota Wars got nuclear this week.
Oh, in Optus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They went Kim Jong-un on the whole telco world. It's just massive.
What
go
did
on.
They do?
They announced a new plan with 100 gigabytes of data per month.
And how much is it?
$160. It's expensive.
Okay. But it's 100 gig.
Yeah, like
it's huge. That's a lot.
If it is, that's a lot of data.
How much does that work out to? Is that $1.60 a gig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like
that price has indeed hit the floor. Remember when $10 a gig used to be standard price?
Oh, yep. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Not that long ago. And it actually also comes with 1.5 gig a month of data roaming as well.
You have to use overseas. International unlimited phone calls and texts when you're overseas while roaming.
Probably
so that's a new roaming offering for Optus.
Yeah, it is.
Instead of the $10 day thing, this is kind of impressive. Terrible.
Yeah.
Mm. But $160, if you're really relying on your phone for all your internet needs, you're pretty sweet. You just hotspot the thing and you're...
Yeah, it's almost enough to replace your fixed line connection.
Yeah.
If you live in the country, then...
why not?
You know, $160 a month sounds expensive.
Mm.
But if you use that to replace your landline as well and you use that for everything, then...
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that isn't too bad at all, actually.
And it's worth noting, too, that I mean, Optus, on all their plans, now do Spotify, Netflix, Stan, all unmetered.
Not if it's like an even unmetered when you have 100 gigabytes of data.
Yeah, not that you'd care, but I mean, it's another thing that you just... Well, that's not going to eat into it, so I don't know what does. Like, exactly. Other web browsing?
And it is also worth noting that, you know, well, this is... To get this plan, you have to sign a 24-month contract, so...
Yeah.
You know, it might be... If you're considering it, it still could be worth waiting, because now the other telcos are going to retaliate. Historically, that's what happens.
Bring it.
Yes. True.
Bring
it on. Yeah.
Love it's, a good telco
Optus
war.
Is never usually the one with the cheapest data, so we'll see what happens.
So for me, it looks like IKEA is ready to enter the smart lighting game, which is nice to see because for me it means two things. One, cheaper smart lights and things like that.
Sure.
But it also means that they've made it simple enough for any Tom, Dick and Harry to start doing internet-connected globes.
Hang on. IKEA... Simple. So it's going to come with an instruction leaflet.
With no words.
And no words. And there'll be an Allen key with which you'll have to tighten up your light, right?
Why do I have to... Like, why is my light bulb coming in 10 pieces?
I know.
Yes, exactly.
Look, it's always the same with a bit of do-it-yourself, right? Yeah, there's a piece left over here and there.
So next year we'll start seeing it under the name of...
Safety wire.
The name of TradFry. TradFry, look out
that
for
just
TradFry.
Rolls off the
Good, that's going to go very well on the floor.
TradFry.
And Sooty.
That's
and
a hell of a good name.
Flowalt and Drumline.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, my God.
Get ready.
That's worse than Sony's names from a few years ago. Jason.
Yeah, I mean, Xperia is pretty terrible.
Oh.
It's a bad name.
We got the daggers out tonight.
Sorry, their naming conventions. I mean, they announced the Xperia XA1, then the XA1 Ultra.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I mean,
should we talk about the name of this device?
What is it? The Huawei 2017 G5 Megaboom?
Tell us, Alex.
The Huawei GR5 2017.
Was there a GR5 2016?
I don't think so.
Why?
Ask that. Exactly.
Look, we know what they're planning for 2018 now.
Yes.
A GR.
Just for the benefit 75. Of the listeners, it's a new phone. It's a $400 phone and... it's quite a nice little phone.
And we'll talk about it more later.
Well, we shall.
All right.
Jason.
I've got some rumblings from the US that are suggesting that major movie studios are preparing to launch a premium streaming service that will make movies available for streaming 45 days after their theatrical release for about $30 to $50 a movie. So you're going to want to have friends over if you subscribe to this service.
$30 to $50.
That's nuts.
So normally movies take 3 to 4 months to hit streaming services. Some people just can't. You know, I kind of wouldn't mind this if my mates came over and if everyone chipped in a few dollars and stuff, we could have I've got a fairly big couch. You know, I could do this.
Ten of your closest friends, Jason.
Yeah.
On the couch. How big is the couch?
It's a pretty big couch.
But would that sort of idea. Obviously, yes, it's nice to get it earlier, but does the cost then make you think, no, I'll just do it pirate way? I mean, that's what people do today.
I don't know if people necessarily do that within, well, within 45 days of release so soon.
Yeah.
I mean, there are versions.
In Australia.
Yeah, like, you know, people go out and point a camera at the screen in various cinemas around the world and release those on the internet. But we're talking about a proper... We're talking about the real deal. The proper thing, real deal, great picture quality, great sound.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the problem is when the releases are delayed. And in Australia, the movie ends up on, like, you get Blu-ray rips before it's even out in cinemas here.
So
I think that happens less now, though.
It does, but other than, like, Lego Batman.
It's still happening, it's still not right.
So there's one holdout for this this deal. Apparently, Disney, not into it.
Of course they're not, that's Disney. Okay.
Well, Disney have their own release plans. They'll release the movie and they'll pull it back out again.
You'd only worry about Star Wars with them, though, right? Otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah.
And Beauty and the Beast, whatever.
Hey, so, I got to follow up.
Okay. No, Disney owns Marvel now. Did you miss that?
Yeah, Disney owns Marvel. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm going to choke myself into saying with this cord. Really? I didn't know that. That's disgusting. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. No headphone news for you.
So while we are talking about movies, this story seems a little bit timely because Ghost in the Shell came out this week, and Elon Musk has a new startup called Neuralink, which is apparently attempting to create the ultimate man-machine-mind interface, and the company envisages creating this interface using implanted electrodes.
I'd love them to download my brain.
I'd
be like,
how many gigabytes do you need?
This is what I'd love to know. I'd love to know how it compares to other people's downloads of brains.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I just go, look how much data's in my head, and look how much of it's usable.
Look how many old Red Dwarf jokes Jason has stored in his brain.
What's Red Dwarf?
One has to be very frightened at doing that for me.
To finish that off, Neuralink is not the only one who actually has this idea at the moment, because you can actually already get a brain scanning mind control input device for your PC. It'll plug into your USB port and it kind of has mixed results.
Right.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
Okay, Windows 10 users. There's a number of Windows 10 users who are actually going to sue Microsoft.
Of course. Why not?
Well, because the installation... You know how Windows 10 automatically installs itself and upgrades?
Are you behind this lawsuit?
No.
Did it use your data?
But with this sort of stuff, they've lost data. And it's caused problems, the automatic installation, the automatic updates. Mm. And they're suing Microsoft.
They'll get nothing.
I noticed that the next release of Windows 10 does not automatically install itself. You have the ability to choose how and when it's going to install, which I think is a good thing. Alex?
What else was there in the news? There was a lot in the news this week. Facebook really wants to be Snapchat.
Yeah, they do.
I see that Facebook once wanted to buy Snapchat. Snapchat was like, no.
And they decided to build it.
So they're like, fine, we'll just replicate the stuff and do what we want to do. I don't care about it. I'm like, good for Facebook for squashing them.
But, well, to contextualize this...
Careful, you're talking to an avid Snapchat user.
I like all of them as well, but I'm less and less going to be using Snapchat as a result of all these things.
Essentially, Facebook's now put stories into all of its apps, including Facebook. Mm-hmm. And stories are those... essentially the self-destruct, or the ephemeral videos that last on photos, but last 24 hours, and anyone can see them, or who you're friends with, and they've got, like I said, at the top of the app now, and it's a very Snapchat, but...
It's good.
Like, the thing is...
It's actually a nicer interface than Snapchat, I think.
Yeah, but the problem is, Facebook's stealing, can't steal the one feature that matters.
The disappearing photos?
No, the user base. Mm. Like, people don't use, like...
I look forward to seeing grannies using 24-hour my story.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, you know, that's people. Snapchat is cool because your parents aren't on there. Like, that's the point of Snapchat, and that's why it's hard to use.
Yeah,
because it just you know, it actually is your own little place of the internet.
Actually,
are you on there?
I'm not on Snapchat, but D is. As are both of her daughters and her grandchildren.
Mm. So wow. How did that happen?
The daughters suggested they get onto it, and away you go.
Fair enough, too.
Yeah,
it's a nice little way of sending funny photos to each other.
But it's also a good point from Alex, because I know that I follow people. I have people who I follow on Snapchat who I don't follow anywhere else.
Hmm.
And same thing with Facebook and Instagram. I have and Twitter. I have different groups of people I interact with.
Well, I know you don't follow me on Facebook.
You're not on
now. Now
that's right.
We've been there.
Yeah.
But Gadget Grill is now, so you should like us.
Yeah, Gadget Grill's on Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, because right now there's like 10 people who like us.
Boom. Am I one of them?
Yes, you are.
Good.
And about 15 million who don't.
Yeah, there's three of them in this room, so...
There's a little bit more news from Facebook this week, actually.
Go for it.
Facebook...
Just skip me.
If you are in the US and you're over 18, which means it will roll out eventually around the world, you can use Facebook to fundraise. So you can raise funds for the purposes of education, medical, pet medical, crisis relief, personal emergencies, or funerals. So if you'd like to get your friends to chip in on something, then you can do that. And if you're a Facebook page, then you can also add a donate button to your live broadcasts.
At what point do you think they'll start to go on the attack of things like GoFundMe or even...
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Or even Kickstarter. Like, when will it start to go,
I reckon they're just going to build everything on the internet themselves.
I think that's the best thing ever.
Twitter made a couple of changes this week while we're on social as well.
Unfortunately, they did.
Who is Twitter anymore? Is it just us? Yeah. I feel like it's just us and three other tech journos somewhere on Twitter.
I know. There's at least two. A lot of people.
Unless they've been hired by Twitter already.
Twitter removed @ usernames from their per tweet character limit. They've been trying to update the service so that you can say more without removing their iconic 140 character limit lately.
Last year,
they removed images and URLs from the limit as well.
Good.
And you know what else they did this week? They killed the egg.
Yeah.
Yes.
The egg is now gone. It was the default avatar for new accounts. It's now been replaced with an anonymous silhouette.
Like Facebook.
Like pretty much every service that has a user account.
But how will we refer to them now? Because they're still eggs anyway.
Well, they're still eggs. They're still eggs.
They're just bad eggs now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Twitter.
Okay. The NBN. We're all familiar with the NBN.
Heard of it?
Got it. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're all familiar with SkyMuster, the satellite service part of NBN,
which, of course,
is designed to service those people who live in remote areas.
Mm-hmm.
Remote areas, also including urban electorates across Australia, where there's more than 4,000 homes in urban areas that qualify to receive SkyMuster. Jeff, you look puzzled by this. What's bothering you?
I'm just trying to follow.
Was SkyMuster also responsible for Qantas's in-flight internet?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm, go on.
Which didn't launch.
It did not launch.
We actually discussed that last week.
We did. Yes.
Yeah, I was listening.
We did, yes. So SkyMuster is now servicing 4,000 households around Australia in various capital cities because for some reason or other, they're not actually able to get fibre to the nearest
connection point.
Yeah, that's a little concerning because it's already got 135 gigabits per second being stretched between a lot of people. I did the maths on this once. I can find it again, but...
Are you saying not all of these people are going to stream Netflix in 4K at the same time?
What you're saying is it's shared bandwidth.
Yeah, and there's only 135 gigabits between everyone in Australia on a satellite.
Mm.
I think slightly
less when Qantas takes flight as well.
Yeah, yes. I think it's something ends up being 0.3 megabits per person.
Oh, that's wow. Not very good. I'm totally underwhelmed.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
No. Jeff, any more news?
Mate, super small one from me. Domino's in Germany and the Netherlands are starting to do deliveries with robots. These little six-wheeled...
Is this going to be ready in time for IFA?
I hope so.
Yeah, you could test it.
Yeah, right.
You could order.
Let's do it.
I want to meet lovers.
Okay. I'll bring it back for you.
Thank you. Get it delivered on a six-wheeled robot. That would be great. Autonomous, just drives to your door and, I don't know, bumps into it until you answer it.
I wonder, how does it find your doorbell?
I don't know. It just runs into it and goes, oh,
push notifications.
Does it stand in the street and call you out? Yeah. Oh, no, come down and get your the pizza.
The robot, of course, is only 2 foot tall, and your doorbell is what? It's 5 feet
yeah.
high.
Yeah, it looks like an Esky on wheels. It does. Yeah.
You know, you just know someone's going to try and rob it.
I mean, who wouldn't just pick it up and run? And go, what now, robot?
Yeah.
What now?
The robot.
Are you saying
it's got GPS tracking in it.
I would have eaten a pizza before the police.
Are you saying there's going to be like a black market in repurposed Domino's delivery bots?
If I was homeless, like I'd tackle those things down real quick.
Yeah. You got to rip its GPS out first, and then you got
a new GPS for your car.
You got transport back to Domino's.
And then Domino's follows you around everywhere for some reason.
I've got one last piece of exciting news.
Sure.
We're now up to 11 fans on Facebook.
Boom.
Thanks, Carlos.
Oh, yeah, good on you, Carlos.
Cheers, Carlos. Love you, mate.
Do you know what
Carlos.
That means? Do you know what that probably means? Carlos is listening right now. Yep. We have a listener.
Hence the shout-out.
We have a listener. Shout-out to our listener. Well done, Carlos.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to play some music. This is Cold Joy and the Joy Boys. Bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye, baby.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
He's right.
Yes, that was correct. There was a bit of a pause there.
We all just went,
I just needed to turn my microphone on and get it a bit of level because I'm doing it very differently today, which is why it sounds like I'm in the bathroom.
Which is okay.
Which is okay, provided you're not sharing the bathroom with me.
Well, you're broadcasting from the bathroom. Did you hear about Samsung's new product launch this week?
Yes, they launched a new phone or two.
A couple of phones, yeah.
And a dock.
Yeah, dock, camera, VR headset. Samsung had a good day out.
It was a big launch. Samsung's day out. Yeah,
that's day out. That's
it. Also took over Times Square of advertising
massively. Yeah.
Do they not do that all the time?
Not that big.
Who's going to tell us all
Samsung,
about Samsung?
Samsung
Jason,
launched
you're the Android. Expert.
Sure. Samsung launched the Galaxy S8 and the Galaxy S8 Plus. This week, they are large screen phones, 5.2 and 6.2 inches.
Sorry, 5.8.
5.8. Sorry, yes, it even says 5.8 in front of me, but I really wish it was a 5.2 inch screen.
It's in the same size as a 5.
It is. So the bezels on the phone are much smaller, so that you can fit what is. So I've seen conflicting reports as to whether it's an 18:9 or an 18.5:9 screen, which would actually make the screen slightly taller than the LG G6.
It is. Yeah, it is 18.5:9.
It's still got the IP68 water and dust resistance from last year's Galaxy S7. Samsung's moved to on-screen buttons this year because there's not that much space left for anything else on the front of the phone. And there's a rear-mounted fingerprint sensor, which
right next
has
to the camera.
Proven to be a bit of an interesting and controversial placement. We might talk about that in a little bit. You're going to be running one of Samsung's Exynos processors if you get the phone here or in the States. It'll be a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835.
Why the difference?
It's fairly common. A lot of US carriers just prefer Qualcomm modems.
Right. And last year they did that too.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while. We've been on we made the shift to Exynos CPUs a couple of years ago. Mm. And there's a 12 megapixel rear camera, 8 megapixel front camera, and they both have an f/1.7 aperture for low light performance. And the big thing that we haven't mentioned yet is their personal assistant Bixby, which apparently will not launch in Australia.
Yep.
So we just won't talk about it.
No.
Yeah, best not
to. Look, Bixby won't talk to us, so let's not talk to Bixby, huh?
Exactly.
Look, we can talk a little bit about it. It's kind of it's voice control for apps. Yeah. If an app actually integrates Bixby, then every feature of the app is meant to be exposed via Bixby's voice control interface, but Samsung themselves haven't even managed to integrate it into every app on the phone. There's, I think, was it about 8 or 10 apps.
Yeah, there's 10 at launch and there's no API yet.
So, I mean, as an example, you could say, crop this picture and it will crop it. That sort of...
But how does it know where you're going to crop?
Maybe a bad example, but...
Crop it to a square.
Crop to square. Mm. Crop to wide angle.
But how...
Gary.
Okay, so the Galaxy S8 is going to be retailing. It's going to launch here April 28th, and it will be good $1,200 for the Galaxy S8. And I think, is that a 64 gig model?
Yeah, 64 gig and 1,350 for the
S8 Plus,
which is also a 64 gig model. Yeah. And expandable storage.
There's a lot of yes, they do support micro SD expansion, and there's a lot of free Gear VR pre-order. Oh, there is, of course, a new Gear VR for these new phones because they are a different size and shape and everything.
How much fun!
Yeah. So, but alongside the Galaxy S8, they also launched a new Gear 360. Their 360 degree camera.
This one looks really weird.
It does. There's a certain shape. There's a certain shape to it, isn't there? And more interestingly, the Galaxy Dex, the dock for desktop mode, which of you three was saying that you were quite interested in the Dex dock earlier?
I am absolutely pumped by being able to just dock my phone and potentially use a screen, keyboard, and mouse to do actual work. And it couldn't. And I'm not just talking about web browsing. I'm talking about logging into a virtual machine and using Windows powered by my phone.
Windows in a generic sense or Windows
on a virtual machine. So
your VM would have to be hosted somewhere.
Yeah, so using VMware or Amazon Web Services, whatever it is, connecting to a virtual space, and my phone is just doing the connectivity part. I mean, that's powerful. That's me not needing an actual computer.
And that's not powerful at all. It's just running a terminal emulator. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not because you can't do it on other phones today, so it is powerful.
Actually, you can.
Which phone? Tell me which one I can do it on.
HP Elite X3.
No one's buying them because they're crap.
Any phone, because you can launch a VNC client on your phone.
So you can remote desktop off your with a remote desktop client or a VNC client off your phone, but
horrible experience compared to what this would be.
And wouldn't it be the same thing?
No,
be pretty much the same thing.
It won't be. I challenge anyone to show me how it would work.
When I actually read the press release, it's kind of funny that this is the thing we've got stuck on. When I read the press release for the Dex, it actually said that it's an Android desktop environment, which
makes perfect sense.
Considering I'm the Android guy in the room, I'm the one that really is nonplussed about this because, like, Android's not that great on a desktop.
No,
I'm interested to see whether Samsung's performed any tweaks to what they do with it, but it's a nice little productivity thing. You can dock your phone. It's really Samsung just sort of trying to play along with Microsoft's. What's the Microsoft product?
Continuum?
Yeah. I thought that was the Mac product.
Continuum.
It's Samsung just sort of going, we can do that as well.
Yeah. They've also formed partnerships with Citrix.
They've also actually formed a partnership with Microsoft, and they're releasing a Microsoft version of the Galaxy S8.
Yeah, that comes with the Office Suite pre-installed.
Doesn't the S8 come with Office installed anyway?
I'm not sure of it.
Android comes with...
The S7 came with it. This comes with Cortana, and there was something else pre-installed as well. But no one's going to buy the Microsoft edition of the phone because you have to buy it outright, and I think you can only buy it from Microsoft or something.
And they'll price it higher for some reason.
No, I think it's a standard price.
I can't.
But yeah.
Can't
talking
so
of
the Galaxy S8, what do you think?
Well, talking of pricing, there's a couple of good deals around for the Galaxy S8 as well. There was one that, Alex, you found that was through one of the stores that are selling it. And you sign up for a 24-month contract and you get it for, $65 a month, including your connection?
Yeah.
And that's with 4 gigs of data a month.
4 gigs
and
of data
that's your handset repayments taken care of.
Yep.
There was another one that was offering 3 months of free service if you buy the phone outright as well.
Yeah, buy the phone outright, you get the Gear VR, all this sort of stuff, all the freebies with it. Mm. And
same with the first one, you still do get the free Gear VR.
Yes.
We can't mention their name, but they start with a W.
Yeah.
We can't mention their name?
No.
Apparently not.
It might be Colesworth, something like that.
Oh, Woolworths.
Right. But there's also a carrier that's doing a deal with unlimited their unlimited prepaid plans. You buy the phone outright and you get 3 months free connectivity
That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, I know. And there's there's no contract involved there. Which,
well, because you buy the phone outright. It's $1,200. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on a contract for that.
But you save $150.
Yeah. You could save up to $150 on that.
Depends on what plan you're on, but yes, absolutely. But so look around.
Why wouldn't
you
just get to the biggest one anyway when you're...
Well, yeah.
It's free. Yeah,
it's free.
Yeah, just go for the biggest plan.
Get the biggest plan.
And then change after your free months run out.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just a question also. I know that Samsung chose not to do this at Mobile World Congress. Do you think it was worth them holding out for their own event?
I kind of think it was, because the phone that everyone was talking about at Mobile World Congress was the Galaxy S8, regardless of the fact that it didn't show up there.
They're all still waiting to see what it was going to be.
No, yeah. We're talking about the 3310. What are you talking about? The 3310 MWC.
Right.
Yeah, true. It's either the S8 or the 3310 when you're looking at Mobile World Congress phones.
But right. Like at the very least, does mean, you know, it's a much more controlled launch where Samsung can...
They own the whole thing.
They've owned the tech news for the last few days.
As you said, Alex, they took over Times Square.
That's a big deal.
So what are you most excited about on this phone, Alex?
That's a good question. I'm getting one.
I'm just excited to have one. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I do like the fact that we're getting bigger screens and smaller packages, but I do have some concerns.
I was going to say I'm going to change excited to interested or intrigued.
The weird thing is the rear-facing camera is exactly the same module that was used in last year's S7. And
that is interesting. Yeah. It must be slightly different glass, because I don't think the S7 had an f1.7 aperture. Did it? Oh, right.
That's what was really good at low light.
They've been good at low light for a couple of years.
True.
I did feel like they'd really taken the focus off the camera this year.
It's all about the screen.
Yeah, it is all about the screen. And I wonder if not pushing the camera forward a little this year is really going to come back and bite them, because Huawei's nipping at their buzz with the P10, nipping at their heels with the P10.
Yeah.
Surely Apple's going to come out with something later in the year.
Yeah, Apple always cares about cameras.
Yeah, but they've given Apple a chance to actually leapfrog them now. So unless they've got something seriously...
Even Pixel 2.
...for next year... Yeah, the Pixel 2 will be out later this year as well, yeah.
What about the fact that Apple almost has to do a full screen or a no-bezel phone now?
Well, there's already that rumor coming up.
That's been around for about like 6 months now, that rumor, if not earlier.
See if it happens.
Okay, this is Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
We are indeed. And what are we doing now? We're going to talk about
phones.
More phones.
We've got more phones to talk about. This time it is, well,
LG.
Let's start off very quickly with this phone that landed on my desk this week, which is the Huawei GR5 2017. This is a budget phone. It's a $400 phone.
It's a good price.
It's pretty nice for a $400 phone.
I think technically that's mid-range now.
Yeah, it's mid-range.
It's kind of the bottom of the mid-range. Low to mid. The mid-range extends quite a way up, because all the new super phones are super expensive.
It's true.
Very true.
Up to $700 would be mid-range still, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, if the phones are getting up to the $1,400 mark, which is where they are now, then surely $400 is low end in terms of pricing.
$400 is still not something to be sneezed at. I bought a table for less than that.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
But you bought a Nintendo Switch for slightly more.
True. Actually, no, it ended up being slightly less.
But yeah, it is. In the hand, it feels very nice. The screen is good. It's... seems to be reasonably well featured. I've only had it for a couple of days, so we'll talk more about it in a couple of weeks' time. Now, you've had...
But actually, so one of the notable things about the Huawei is it's the cheapest phone with two rear-facing cameras.
Yes.
Yes,
so it's got a second... Yeah. I think it's a 2-megapixel sensor under the main sensor. And it can use that to...
Are they vertically arranged, are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you can use it to create fake shallow depth of field, like to similar what you'd get with a DSLR.
Yeah, nice.
Yes. And they've been doing this quite some time with Leica, in partnership with Leica.
Leica.
On their flagship smartphones, but you know their flagship smartphones that started about $900.
Yeah, and for less than half the price. We'll talk more about it in a couple of weeks once I've had a bit of a chance to become more comfortable with the phone. Now, Alex, you've got the new...
For LG G6, which is actually really confusing because Motorola's going to have a G6 next year and it's going to be a completely different phone.
Yeah.
And we've got the GR5, we've got the G5, we've got the G6.
Well, Huawei's had the G series for a while as well. So basically it's like G series chicken. But tell us about the LG G6.
So I guess the G6 is actually a really good example of the shape of things to come. It's actually the first kind of minimal bezel phone that's
to come to market. Yeah. You've got the screen on in your hand there, and there's only these little slight bits of metal at the top and bottom.
It's like a centimeter at the top or bottom, max.
Not even.
Essentially, you know.
Less than a centimeter at the top, less than a centimeter at the bottom.
Yeah, they've done what Samsung has done as well, but you can buy this one today if you want to.
In a month from now.
And, well, that begs the question. Would you, and if so, why?
Personally, I'm an iPhone guy because I've got Macs at home and I like my Apple Watch. But like in terms of Android flagships, this one's been one of the nicest ones I've used. It's just over $1,000, so it's undercutting Samsung. Mm. It's got a 5.7-inch screen in a body that's just slightly bigger than a 4.7-inch iPhone. Mm. It's
sexy. Like, I mean, I've played with it for about 30 seconds, and it's damn sexy. Like, it looks good. It feels good. From LG, this is one of the best I've ever seen from LG for starters.
Yeah, they're really up their game this year compared to what they have.
They've taken a big step forward over last year. And they've brought in the waterproof and dustproof IP68 rating.
Yeah, IP68. It's got two rear-facing cameras, one that does a standard lens, one's a super wide angle, I think 125 degree field
of
view.
That's what they did last year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a better setup this year? Is it a little smoother to change between those cameras?
Yeah, it's smooth to change, but you still get a little bit of fisheye with the super wide angle lens, which I guess is understandable. Even though the battery is no longer removable, I found I've typically, it's 3,300 milliamp hour. I normally have, I've had 30% left at the end of the day.
Wow, that is really good.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty good. Now, an interesting thing to note, actually, is this is being offered on a particular plan with Telstra to get a free TV.
Yeah. If you take out a... On a particular plan. Yeah, LG will throw in a free TV, essentially, if you're spending over $95 a month.
Not bad. Not bad
at all.
This is Carly Simon and James Taylor, Mockingbird. Welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Let me just pull that down just a little bit. And we have, as a useless gadget today, Jeff, you were saying something about free shit while we were off the air.
I was saying we should give Carlos something for free.
If we had something, then we would.
The second we have, we're giving something.
The second we have, absolutely.
We've just sort of adopted Carlos.
Yes. He's seriously our guest tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But as a useless gadget now, a couple of people have gotten together and they've created a drone that goes around looking for dog poo.
Oh my god, my apartment block needs this.
And
I'm glad you didn't say your apartment.
It doesn't just find
common
the dog
areas
poo.
In my place. Yeah.
Does it pick it up?
It picks it up.
Hang on, how is this useless? This is sounding
good. Can you send me the link to this? Because I'm going to get my buddy Corporate to buy one.
I will send you a copy of the article.
Please tell me it's got like some kind of a cool name, like, I know, Pooper Drone or something. Yeah.
Can we get one in the studio? Drone. Because...
What are you saying? Look, we're broadcasting from the bathroom, but like, you
just
know.
Saying, I'm not on a toilet.
That's what you think.
There you go. I'm the Professor, Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jason Murray.
I'm Jeff Quattrani.
And I'm Alex Horosh.
We'll be back with our poo talk next week.
Indeed we shall. This is Mania de Carnaval. This is Cal Jada. Take care, Australia. We will see you next time.
Bye, Carlos.